that we're not going to be listening to stupid people anymore, that we're not going to have people making deals like the Iran deal, like the Sergeant Bergdahl deal. They get, I mean, think of it. They get five of the people that they've wanted for 8 years, and we get Sergeant Bergdahl, a traitor, where five people were killed looking for him. These are the deals, the five for one. I call him the five for one president. So we're not going to do that stuff anymore, folks. Those days are over. The days of the Iran deal where they get $150 billion, we get nothing in that deal, nothing, except laughed at and scorned. And then I watch Hillary Clinton. She started the foundation of that deal, and now she's proud of it. But she's only proud of it for one reason. You know why? Because Obama wants it. Anything Obama wants, she's going forward with. Because you know why? She doesn't want to go to jail. That's why, folks. That's why. Remember, Hillary Clinton used to hate Obama. She used to hate him. Bill Clinton hated him. Bill Clinton hated him. He called Bill Clinton a racist. Do you remember that? Bill Clinton hated him. And Hillary Clinton hated Obama. Now it's, yes, sir, Mr. President, sir. Yes, sir. What would you like? What would you like me to say here, sir? The only reason she's behaving like this, and the only reason she's been dragged so far left, believe me, is she doesn't want to go to jail over the emails, okay? Believe me, that's the only reason. One simple reason. Because you know what, folks? I used to say, leave it up to the lawyers. I have watched so many lawyers on so many different networks. I have read so much about the emails. Folks, honestly, she's guilty as hell. She's guilty as hell. And the fact that they even, and this is true, the fact that they even allow her to participate in this race is a disgrace to the United States. It's a disgrace to our nation. It's a disgrace. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. I've always had great confidence in the FBI. I must tell you, I have great respect. I know some FBI folks. I've always had great confidence in them. I can't believe that they would let this go. When you look at General Petraeus, he got the equivalent of 2 years. He did nothing compared to her. You look at some of these other people, their lives have been destroyed. What she did is 20 times worse, what she did. And now her guys are taking the Fifth Amendment. The whole thing, it's a mess. And she keeps running like there's nothing, no problem. I'm telling you, this is a great system we have. We have a great country. We're going to make it a lot greater, by the way. But we have a great, we love our country. Look, we love our country. And I don't believe our country can let her get away with this crime. I don't believe it. So we'll see. And you know what? If they do let her get away with it, it will be a big topic of conversation on the campaign trail. I can tell you that, folks. And then if I win, it's called the 5-year statute of limitations if I win. Now, everything's going to be fair, but I'm sure the Attorney General will take a very good look at it from a fair standpoint, okay? I'm sure. I think it's disgraceful. So we have a very important race. We're doing amazingly well. Some of the pundits are saying the most phenomenal thing they've ever seen in government. Newt Gingrich said the other night, there's never been anything like this, and he's a historian, a great historian. There's never been anything like this in the history of our country. We go like this crowd. We have great crowds, right? We always have great crowds. I mean, look at this place. Amazing. This is amazing. Hey, cameras, why don't you take a look at this, please, if you would. They don't turn. They don't turn. The other night, Crazy Bernie, he's a crazy guy, but he's doing okay. He is nuts. He is a total nut job, but you know what? He's doing okay. And by the way, he does get the second biggest audience is nothing like us, not even close. And everybody knows it. But here's the difference. So the other night, they said, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump, here's Donald Trump. I had like a tremendous, I don't know, close to 20,000 people. And this happens all the time. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump is speaking now, and he's just finishing up, and blah, blah, blah. Then, when everyone leaves, they usually have somebody standing there. The place is empty. It looks like a garbage dump, all this, everything done. And they'll say, Donald Trump just spoke, and blah, 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 and then let's fall asleep. Okay. Then, they have Bernie Sanders. He had 3,000 people. Bernie Sanders had a tremendous crowd tonight of 3,000 people. Unbelievable crowd. And I'd have 20 and they don't mention it. Just like when I said to the cameras, turn around and show these people, even during this big game in this territory, it's amazing to me. I mean, this is, it's incredible. But, and honestly, even coming here, I said to my people, are you crazy to be having it in that location? It's a great honor. But look, we have to vote. We have to do a mandate. We have to win. And one of the biggest reasons we have to do this for United States Supreme Court justices. I put a very, very big list of great justices. That's okay. Will you behave? Where is he? Where is he? Where? That's all right. That's all right. Leave her. Let her stay. That's all right. She's got a little Bernie sign up. You know, it was given to her. Did Bernie give it to you himself? It's all right. Sad, actually. No, that's okay. Let her stay. There's no problem. I don't mind. I don't mind. You know, they send him in with a little Bernie sign made in China. You know, it's a little Bernie sign. It's a pretty sad thing. I mean, unfortunately, I was talking about the system. So the Republican system was rigged, but we won by knockouts. The Bernie system is totally rigged. They have superdelegates. Darling, there's no way he can win, but keep your sign hanging high, okay? There's no way. Which is a shame. Now, Bernie and I do agree on one thing. We agree that the United States is getting ripped off like crazy on trade. So on that, I agree. That's why I think a lot of the people are going to come to me when this is all over. The Bernie people are going to be voting for Trump because that's such a big thing. Our wealth is being drained out of us. It's being just taken like we're a bunch of dopes, like we're a bunch of dopes. This year, we have a trade deficit with China of $505 billion. We have a massive trade deficit with Vietnam, with Japan, with Mexico. You could name any country, virtually any country we deal with, we have a trade deficit. It used to be the other way around when we were smart and strong. But we haven't been smart and strong for many, many decades. And we're going to change that around, folks. We're going to change it around. We're going to change it. Now, we have to change it around. We can't keep going like this. We can't. It's not like we have a choice. Oh, gee, let's go like this for another 25 years. If we're going to save our Social Security, and I'm the only one that's going to save it, believe me, without cuts. If we're going to save our Medicare, if we're going to save all of these things that we have to save, we have to bring our jobs back, and we have to make sure that nobody's taking our jobs anymore, folks. And we're going to do that. We're going to do it. So, remember a couple of things. Hillary Clinton wants to abolish the Second Amendment. She wants to abolish it. Abolish. The NRA, National Rifle Association, last week endorsed Donald Trump. I believe it's the earliest endorsement they've ever given to a presidential candidate. And I give that credit to my sons. They've been members for a long time. So have I. But my sons are fantastic. And they really, and by the way, I have to say this. Wayne and Chris and all of the people that I've met at the NRA, these are great people. They're great Americans. They love the people of this country. They want the people of this country to be safe. These are great people. So I want to thank them for the endorsement. National Rifle Association. Okay, so let me go back for a second. So I said that Kerry and Nabisco, Ford, all these, they're all leaving. Here's what happens. Let's say that a company like Kerry announces they're going to leave. I'm going to say very simply, and it's going to be very, very strong and very, very simple. Folks, if you leave, here's the consequence. You're going to be taxed at the rate of 35% for every single air conditioning unit that you bring back into our country. Okay? Okay? Very simple. Now, I've been watching politicians in Washington for 7 years trying to figure out how to stop companies from leaving. They're all leaving. You know, I shouldn't do it because I'll ruin your night, but I have stats on San Jose. Not good. Not good. You're losing your manufacturing. 1 in 3 manufacturing jobs lost. Hillary ran up a $1 trillion trade deficit with China while she was Secretary of State. So many different things. Since Clinton, Bill Clinton signed NAFTA, probably the worst economic deal we've ever made in this country. Since then, California has lost 1 in 4 of its manufacturing jobs. I mean, I could go on, except it's statistics, folks, done by my statistician. He thinks it's the most exciting job in the world. I don't want to depress you, okay? But it's just terrible. NAFTA was signed by Bill Clinton. It's probably the worst economic deal made by our country maybe ever. You look at New England, you look at upstate New York, you look at way out on the island in New York. The places have been wiped out. Pennsylvania, I love Pennsylvania. We're going to win Pennsylvania, by the way. We won all of these. You know, in the primaries, they said, well, we'll stop him right after New York. So we had Pennsylvania landslide. We had Maryland landslide. We had Connecticut landslide. We had Rhode Island and Delaware landslide. Then they came to Indiana. That was going to be the firewall. Remember Indiana? Bobby Knight. 900 wins. And Bobby said, I want to endorse you, man. I want to endorse you. You're the guy that can turn this country around. And Bobby Knight walked into an arena. We had 20,000 people, and they gave him a hand for 5 minutes. I said, you know, this is one of the few endorsements I think is going to work out very nicely. And I won the state of Indiana in a landslide. In a landslide. And I think, and I'm not even talking about landslide, but I think we can win the state of California and win it pretty substantially. Now, I've been told by all these geniuses, you know, all these brilliant guys, they all say, you can't win the state of California. I think we can. Look at the crowd. I mean, look at this crowd during the Warriors game. Look at this. This is crazy. During the big basketball game. In fact, I'm thinking about leaving and watching it myself. Bye, everybody. No, I mean, during the game. So here's the story. Here's the story. I think we're going to run hard in California, and I'm going to run hard in New York, too. These are two states that no other Republican candidate would ever even try to run, right? But I'm going to run hard in California. You got to be with me. I think we can win California. And if we win California, the election is over, folks. It's over. We win. And then we will make America great again, believe me. It's over. Now, with that being said, Hillary has raised $1 billion and plans to raise more than $1 billion, and she will do negative ads all over the place. Now, here's the good news. When I won Florida in a landslide, won it in a massive landslide, I had more negative ads. In fact, I went to my people. I called up Ivanka. Did anyone ever hear of Ivanka? It's great. I called up my wife, Melania. I said, I got a problem. There were so many negative ads, it's impossible. There's no way I can win. And then I ended up winning 66 out of 67 counties. It has never been done before. And won in a massive landslide, Florida. And I said, do ads work anymore? It's like, so Hillary has earmarked over $100 million early on for negative ads against Donald Trump. And believe me, folks, they're false ads. They are so false. Some of them aren't that false, actually, but mostly. You know, it's a problem. When you do as much as I've done so many deals. I built a great company. I filed my papers with the election group. And, you know, when you look at that, I mean, you look at those papers, believe me, I built a great, great company. Nobody likes to look. Hey, believe me, if it wasn't, you'd be reading about it. Nobody wants to talk about it. It was like a feeding frenzy. I built a company that's worth more than $10 billion. I started off with $1 million loan. I always hear how I started off with a $200 million gift. And my sister called me. She said, really? How did that happen? 200, believe me. So you are going to see something that's going to be so spectacular with what we do here. I built a great company. And you know what? In many ways, this is going to be easier. This is going to be easier because we have such unbelievable momentum going here with what we're doing. We are going to do things that nobody's ever seen before. We've already done that. When they are saying Bill O'Reilly, in his life, he said, this is the single greatest political phenomena he's ever witnessed. Pretty good. It's pretty good. We are going to do things that you've never seen before. And we're going to get along great with these countries. You know, I watched Hillary's thing today, which was hard. It was like, it's like taking Somanex. To watch her is like Somanex. You ever hear of Somanex? Sleep all night. Bing. It's hard to stay awake when, you know, I'm not a big sleeper. I think she could make more money if she made speeches and sold them for people that can't sleep. It was hard. But she lies so much. She said, Donald Trump wants Japan to put in nuclear weapons. No, no, no. That's not what it is. In a deal, you always have to be prepared to walk. We have a lot of business people. We have four or five of them that I know that are friends of mine. Do you know I own a big chunk of the Bank of America building, right? So I want you to make San Francisco good. But I own a big, big chunk of that building. And I will tell you, in a deal, you have to be prepared to walk. You can't go into a deal and say, I'm not walking. Now, Crooked Hillary said, we will always stand by our partners. We will never leave. We will stand by our partners. We never, ever will leave. These are great allies. She said, China is jealous of us. And she said, who else is jealous? She said, oh, China and Russia are jealous of our relationships. They're not jealous. They think we're stupid. We give them free defense. They think we're stupid. She's saying that China and Russia are essentially envious or jealous of our partnership with all of these people that are taking our money. So here's the story. Here's what I say. Remember this. And I have to tell you, the New York Times is a terrible newspaper. It's failing. But David Sanger, very good writer, did a very accurate story. The Washington Post is a totally dishonest newspaper, totally. I mean, they are the worst. But the New York Times, pretty bad. Hey, how about the story they did a week ago about Donald Trump and women? And then all the women came back and they said, that's not true. We love Donald Trump. Right? Right? The story was a fraud. In fact, I saw the women. I said, oh, that's great news for me. They're going to say good. And then I read this stuff. I said, man, I can't believe that she would say it or she would say it. So you had Carrie Prejean and she said, no way. I didn't say that. And you had Roanne and she said, there's no way. I have great respect for Donald Trump. He treated me great. He was a great guy. You had all these women. You had one woman said, I told her not to eat that piece of candy. This is my, I mean, I had a lot of friends call me up and they say, we're really disappointed in you, man. Tell you what. And this was a woman, okay, like 25 years ago. I put her in charge of construction of a building. She was fine. Okay. Then she went to another company. She wanted to come back. She begged me to come back. But I gave her a job. Remember, her name was Ress. I gave her a job that no other woman had ever been in charge of building a massive skyscraper in New York. No, Trump Tower. I gave her the job. She went to another company, thought probably she got $2 more only because she worked for me. She got $2 more. Then all of a sudden that didn't work out. For many years, she's been writing me letters saying, you're the greatest, you're the greatest. I'd love to come back to work for you. You're the greatest. And she even wrote me one letter saying that I'm not sexist. I said, what the hell does that have to do? She wrote me a letter or an email. I love emails. You can't erase emails. You can't erase them. I love them. Because I said to Rona, my executive assistant, I said, Rona, didn't this Barbara write me emails wanting to come back? Well, I'll find out. She comes back 2 minutes later. She's got a whole pile of emails. By the way, Hillary Clinton is missing 30,000 emails. They've been deleted. 30,000. 30,000 emails. And remember I said I was a counterpuncher? I am. After what she said about me today and her phony speech, that was a phony speech. That was a Donald Trump hit job. I will say this. Hillary Clinton has to go to jail, okay? She has to go to jail. I forgot. That was a phony hit job. She's guilty as hell. So this woman, so Barbara Ress is praising me. That Donald Trump is great. Mr. Trump, I'd love to have a job. Could I go use a hotel? All this stuff. And then she writes a letter that I'm not sexist. Okay. I never had anybody. By the way, anybody that writes a letter without the words being mentioned, that you're really good and you're not sexist. Anybody puts that in a letter, that you know they're trouble, okay? Don't hire that person because you know they're trouble. Because that means it's right in their mind. Does that make sense to anybody? Out of nowhere. So this terrible person, I gave her a job, the opportunity of a lifetime. She took the job. I got it completed. She was gone, wanted to come back. I didn't take her. Remember this. Now, she writes a book, and the book is great about me. She said great things about me. That was 4 or 5 years ago. All of a sudden, I see these sleazebags. This guy named Barbero is an absolute sleazebag, terrible writer. He's a terrible writer. He wrote the story on the women, and he was very embarrassed, and they should do a retraction of the story or an apology. If they were real people, they would do an apology. But the other woman that didn't apologize was this woman. So I gave this woman the break of a lifetime. You talk about breaking the glass ceiling. And she comes out and she said bad things. Now, about the worst thing she said was that I told her not to have a piece of candy. Okay. But can you imagine? But they never called me once to ask about these people. Because if they did, I would have given her 20 emails. And they wouldn't have been able to write the story. But they don't do that because these newspapers and the media are totally dishonest people, folks. Remember that. Totally dishonest. How about this? When I was making a speech in Iowa, I said, let's raise some money for the vets. Right? Think of this. Let's raise some money from the vets. I started saying, you know, before the event, I figured maybe we could raise $500,000 or $1 million or $2 million. I don't know. Then all of a sudden, a lot of guys, thank you, man. You're a vet? Thank you. You know what I'm going to say, right? Thank you. Great people. And we're going to take care of the vets, believe me. We're going to take care of their medical. We're going to take care of the vets. So I said, let's raise some money. I had no obligation. I was supposed to make a speech like this in Iowa. So I'm start the speech. And during the speech somewhere, I said, let's raise some money for the vets. A friend of mine was there, Phil Ruff, and he gave $1 million. Another friend, Ike Perlmutter, gave $1 million. Great guy. Another guy, Carl Icahn, great guy, gave $500,000. Stuart Raw gave $1 million. I said, wow, we're doing well. And during the course, they said, let's see if we can do $3 million, $4 million, $5 million, $6 million. It doesn't matter. Whatever the hell the number. And a lot of money came in. We distributed. All of a sudden, I'm getting the worst publicity of my life. So here's the final number, but the number could go up because there's more coming in. Because we have to vet a lot of these places. You know, you can't send them a check for $200,000. You don't even know who the hell you're sending it to. So you watched my press conference the other day. So the Washington Post, which is just a ploy for Amazon so that Amazon doesn't pay taxes, so that Amazon doesn't get accused of monopolistic practices, because frankly, they're putting all the retailers out of business. Okay, you want to know the truth. And the politicians are afraid of them because the guy bought the Washington Post. But here's the story. So they start doing stories like, how much did he give? How much? Where's the money? When's it going to be delivered? I said, I don't care. It's whatever it is, it is. I wrote a check for $1 million, by the way, $1 million. And I sent it. And I was going to give it to four or five companies. We couldn't vet them. I just said it was too complicated. So I gave it to one company. But that's great. One group. We gave it to just a great group. The Marines. The Marines, great. A Marine baseball. Okay. So listen to this. So here's the end. I raised almost $6 million. $5.6 million has been distributed. I give, you know, it's not easy. I had a lot of people working on it. It's a lot of work. And you're raising it, and you're giving, and you're doing a lot of things. And you're calling in favors from friends. Frankly, they give you money for other things if you wanted to do it. So I raised almost $6 million, remember this, for the veterans, which we love. I got nothing but bad publicity. I got nothing but bad publicity. And then a group forms outside, a small group, like a few people, 10 people. And they're veterans against Trump. And I said, how can they be against me? I raised all this money. It turns out they were sent there by Hillary Clinton. It's honestly, folks, it's a disgrace. So I'm so proud of it. Here's the good news. Here's the good news. You want the good news? I have received so many tweets and emails and phone calls and everything, letters from the incredible veterans thanking me for what I did, because they get it. They get it. And I didn't have to do it. But you know the bad part of that story? I'm so glad I did it anyway. And most people understand. You know, as one guy said, wait a minute. He raised all this money. What did he do wrong? And I gave it to great groups. Actually, one group said, I think like 30 some odd groups, many, many groups. One group said, one of the groups he gave money to was not great. I said, sorry, folks. Unbelievable headline. So look, here's the story and the bad part. Other people like me will see what happened to me, where I got nothing but bad publicity. And they're going to say, I'm never going to do that again. I'm never going to do it. So you have guys that would be inclined to do it. And they're already saying this. Rich guys are calling me saying, man, you shouldn't have done it. I was under no obligation whatsoever to do it. I just said, let's see if we can raise some money for the vets. That's how it started. We raised much more than I ever thought possible. And I got nothing but hits from the New York Times and the dirty Washington Post, which is a disgusting newspaper. You know what they have? This is all Amazon money. They have 22 reporters on me doing stories. 22. I get calls every hour. Hope. Did anyone ever hear of Hope Picks? Where's Hope Picks? Hope. She gets calls every half hour, hour. This is the Washington Post. We're doing a story on a deal Mr. Trump did in 1973. I said, man, that's a long time. You don't have a good memory. That's a long time ago. They want to do anything. They are disgusting. Now they say they're doing a book. You know what they're doing? They're taking all of the bad stories and they're just putting it in, sealing it, doing a book. These are dishonest people, folks, let me tell you. But we're not finished because, see, I don't care. Other guys wouldn't say this. A politician wouldn't say this. They'd say, oh, the Washington Post. I don't care. I couldn't care less. Because the people understand it. So for the vets, I am very happy I raised that money for you, vets. I'm very happy. even though it got me a lot of bad ink, I'm very happy. I'm very happy. So, and I want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, somebody said, do you have thick skin? And I said, I really do. When I do something wrong, and we all do things wrong, I guess, right? Not too often, but we do things wrong. When I do things wrong, and the press writes badly about me, I can handle that. In fact, I congratulate them. I say it's fine. When you do things that are good things, and they try and make it look like it's bad, that's when it's not fair. And that's when you have to fight back. You have to fight for your rights, folks. Remember that. You have to fight for your rights. So here's the story. We're going to build our military bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. And I was against the war in Iraq, and Hillary Clinton was in for it. You know, now she's saying, Donald Trump, do you trust him with the nukes? Let me tell you, my temperament is so much tougher and so much better than her temperament. And by the way, we need a tough temperament. And all of these countries, and remember this, all of these countries that are our allies, she talked about our allies think we're very stupid people because we defend Japan, and I'm okay with that, but we can't defend them and lose a fortune. And that's what's happening, right? We can't. We are not a rich country. We're a poor country. We're a country that owes $19 trillion, soon to be $21 trillion. We have Obamacare, which is a disaster. Did you see in Texas today? Blue Cross, Blue Shield in Texas. Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Texas just announced, they go through Obamacare, that they're going to have to raise it up 60%. 60%. In other words, you're going to have a 60% increase. Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Texas. This is going to happen all over. A lot of these numbers are going to do on November 1st. Obama's trying to make it so that instead of November 1st, it's going to be December after the election. We can't let him do that because I'll tell you what, just on that point alone, they lose the election. On guns alone, Hillary Clinton loses the election on the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment. So we're going to rebuild our military. Our military is very sadly depleted. You have to see the numbers. The number of ships we have compared to 15, 20 years ago. The number of soldiers, the number of everything. Our equipment is old. I saw on CNN, I thought it was amazing. CNN did a profile of our pilots and the planes. And they're talking, these pilots are great pilots, jet fighter pilots. These are great people. Great people. And they show a plane that's like 17, I think it was an F-18. It was like 17 or 18 years old. And it looked it. And they said, and these were active fighter planes with fantastic people at the helm fighting. And they said, no, the planes are very old and they're falling apart. And what we do is we go to the plane graveyard. Did anyone see that? And we take parts. We take parts off old planes that are sitting in the graveyards. And we take parts off planes that are in museums. Did you see that? And we use the parts and we put them on the planes and we fly them. And the pilot said he was there for like 15 years. He said, no, I'm going to get out. It's so sad to see. That's what's happening in the United States. We can't let that happen. We can't let it happen. Why aren't we getting beautiful new equipment? Why aren't we doing it? And other nations are putting up brand new, beautiful new planes, and we don't have it. It's not going to happen any longer. We're going to build up our military bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. And crooked Hillary said, oh, Donald Trump, his finger on the button. I'm the one that didn't want to go into Iraq, folks. And she's the one that stupidly raised her hand to go into Iraq and destabilize the entire Middle East, okay? Because that's what she did. So that's it. So, folks, here's the story. We have a country that we love. We have a country that's not working very well anymore. We have a country that's probably on a bubble because you look at interest rates are low and yet nobody can borrow the money because rules and regulations are so bad that if somebody wanted to do a great job, whether it's a real estate job or a manufacturing job or any kind of a job, they can't borrow money from their banks. Unless you're rich as hell, I can borrow money and offer it. But I don't need it. The banks are calling me, why don't you borrow money? I don't need money. If you need money, you can't borrow it. If you want to put people to work, you can't borrow it. Dodd-Frank is a disaster, by the way. It's a disaster. They have very good bankers, and they're going to make some bad deals. They have very good bankers. They can't even, who's running the banks right now are the regulators. They can't loan money to people that want to create jobs. That's part of the problem. There are a lot of problems. There are a lot of problems, but that's one of them. So, folks, here's the story. We're going to change things in this country. We're going to get rid of regulations. I was with, in West Virginia, did you see that? I won by the biggest number I think anyone's ever gotten. And when I won New York by a record margin, won almost everything in New York, it was like unbelievable. Remember they used to say, he can't crack 50. Guys like Charles Krauthammer, Donald Trump cannot crack 50. I said, I got 16 guys in the race. How do you break 50? Then I broke 50 and it was like, that's not very good. You should do better than that. Let me tell you, these are inherently dishonest people. Now I got 78, but you know, when you have, so we started off with 17. When you have 14, 12, 10, 9, 6 people, even in New York, I had 3. Two good guys, Ted Cruz, John Kasich. But I had 3. Now, I want to save that now for Hillary. Lion. Lion Hillary. That lion. She is a liar. No. Ted Cruz is no longer a liar. We don't say Lion Ted anymore. We love Ted. We love them, right? We love them. Now, we don't want to say Lion Ted. I'd love to pull it out and just use it on Lion Crooked Hillary. Love to say. Because she is a liar. She made up my foreign policy. Donald Trump is going to do this. I said, I never said that. Then Donald Trump is going to do that. And a friend of mine was in the room and said, you never said you're going to do that. I said, that's right. She makes it up. No, she's a bad person. So here's the story, folks. We don't win anymore. We're going to start winning. We're going to win with our military. We're going to knock the hell out of ISIS. We have no choice. We're going to knock the hell out of them. We're going to win at our border. We're going to build the wall. It's going to be a big, fat, beautiful wall. We're going to stop drugs from coming in. And we're going to have people coming into our country, and they're going to be coming in, a lot of them. But they're going to come in legally. They're coming in legally. We're going to get rid of Common Core. We're bringing our education local. So important. We're going to repeal and replace horrible, expensive, disgusting Obamacare. We're going to replace it with something great. We're going to save our Second Amendment from Hillary and all these people that want to call. We're going to appoint beautiful, incredible, unbelievable Supreme Court justices. Close to Justice Scalia as we can get. He was great. Great. We are going to make trade deals that are going to bring jobs back to the United States. We're not going to let them devalue their currencies and take our jobs away from us. We're going to start making our own goods from now on, folks. We're going to create jobs. We're going to create wealth for our country, and we're going to be proud of our country again. And we are going to start winning again. We're going to win in so many different ways. You're going to be begging me. You're going to be so upset. You're going to be saying, Mr. President, we're winning too much, sir. We don't want to win so much. And I'm going to say, I don't care. We're going to keep winning because we are going to make America great again. Thank you. Thank you.